You're listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. What's the state of San Luis Obispo? That's exactly what city leaders wanted to convey Wednesday evening. The San Luis Obispo mayor and city manager held the inaugural State of the City address at City Hall Wednesday night for members of the community willing to brave the rain. And while city officials touted many accomplishments, there are still plenty of challenges ahead. Mayor Heidi Harmon had a lengthy list of praises for work done by the city council in 2017. Reduced noise complaints, limiting the use of single-use plastic bottles, cups, and straws, opposing new offshore oil and gas leases on the coast, and considering recent news surrounding mental health in San Luis Obispo, Harmon was particularly proud of the city's work on the Bishop Street Studios.
So we were able to approve $850,000 for this project to create 34 affordable assisted living rental units for folks living with mental health issues. And this is something that we need more of throughout the county, for sure, but this is a big point of pride, I think, for the city of San Luis Obispo.
City Manager Derek Johnson also listed the improvements financed from local revenue in 2017, like street maintenance and traffic signal updates. There's also a plan in the works to update the city's payment systems, which Johnson calls archaic.
We're in the process of launching a new financial and customer management system, so you as a resident can come into the city, you can pay your bills online, your water, your sewer, you can pay if you have a parking citation. We're going to modernize the way that you interface and interact with the community.
When Johnson got to the challenges section of the address, the decommissioning of Diablo Canyon was high on the list. Here's Johnson again.
1,800 head of household jobs directly employed at the plant. And what does that mean in terms of how that trickles through our economy? That means that roughly 3,000 jobs in our county are related to the operations.
But Johnson says the city is working on a plan and partnering with private entities to come up with a solution. And then there are the future projects, like a police station replacement, a bike road to the beach, and downtown improvements. And how do these get paid for? Well, the city may soon ask the public to consider an increase in both property and sales taxes to cover about $40 million in infrastructure projects over the next two decades. One of these proposed projects is a revitalization of Mission Plaza. And when asked about why voters would see a need to give the Mission a makeover, it's because it might be the future of how visitors interact with San Luis Obispo. Again, here's City Manager Derek Johnson.
We know that in order to have a vibrant downtown, it's going to be more about experiences in the future, less about purchasing things as we see the changing face of retail. We have, as part of our general plan, the idea and a vision for an arts district.
An arts district, signaling a possible new future for downtown San Luis Obispo. Both Harmon and Johnson acknowledge that the city is currently having to rethink how it interacts with consumers to bring in business dollars down the line. The full State of the City meeting was recorded on Facebook Live, and city staff are holding a public forum next week on proposed new sales and property taxes. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.